I was strolling through the streets of Twyford the other day when I caught a glimpse of a poster for the Twyford Drama Theatre Group. I froze. I stopped in my tracks. I gasped with shock because two words on the poster had leapt out at me. And you may want to cover your ears because what I'm about to say could get this podcast cancelled. Those words were monkeys and S-E-X. But before you write a strongly worded letter to RG10 Towers about this descent into smut, I urge you not to panic, because when I read the whole poster, things became a lot clearer. From the 5th to the 7th of October, Twyford Drama Theatre Company are putting on a double bill of contrasting one-act plays, supernatural thriller The Monkey's Paw and the comedy Little Grimley Presents Strictly Sex Factor on Ice. I took myself down to rehearsals and spoke to the directors, Peter King and Charlie Poulter. I began by asking them how they first became involved with the company.
Oh, well, that goes back quite a long way. I started off as an actor. I was roped in for a performance of The Crucible that we were doing back in 1991. I'd done a bit of acting when I was at school and then done nothing for 30 years. And they gave me a part in that and I got hooked. And then it was a natural progression to do directing. First play I directed was Noises Off. That was a challenge. And then most of the things I've directed have been pantomimes.
Now over to yourself, Charlie. How did you end up directing here at Twyford Drama?
We came to, my family came to an open day that they'd put on looking for crew. So my husband's always done light and sound. I've always done stage management and theatre technician. So we started out crewing. And then it was one of those, we need a director. And I happened to be in a really good mood at the time and said, I'll direct for you. And that is pretty much how my journey started.
Now, you are directing Little Grimley Presents Strictly Sex Factor on Ice. I've got a rough idea of how it goes. Can you give me a bit more information? Tell the listener a bit more about what it is. Because the title, let's face it, that is one hell of a title. If nothing else, that will get him through the doors.
That was the basis of me choosing it. I was told to pick a Little Grimley's play, never heard of it, and this one had the word sex in it. So I decided that was the play I wanted to do. Thank the good Lord, it's hilarious. It's got some cracking one-liners in it. If we can make it through a rehearsal without getting the fits of giggles, that will be a miracle. I don't want to say too much because it does sort of surprise it, but there's four actors. They are friends and have been through everything that theatre and amateur dramatics has to offer, and they are trying to save their shows from the big four Saturday shows.
Does that ring true for you guys? You're trying to save drama from reality TV, or am I drawing too long a bow there?
We'll be up against Strictly. Now it's restarted.
Yeah, I was going to say, Strictly started again, hasn't it? So yeah, you know what? Come see the show on Saturday and tell me how many audience members I've got in.
I'm sure it's going to be no contest. And Peter, to yourself, you're doing The Monkey's Paw. So we've got the comedy on one hand. We've got horror, if you like, on the other. It's over 100 years old. Does the horror side of things, does it still hold water? Is it still just as scary as it once was?
I'd like to hope so. Yes, it's a supernatural thriller, and I certainly don't want to give anything away. I hope that the audience will find it scary. We certainly find it quite scary, and one of the reasons why we're doing The Monkey's Paw first and Little Grimley second is so that people aren't walking across the car park looking over their shoulders in the dark.
Tell me then, I guess, about the challenges of directing in a group like Twyford Drama. For example, I've just come through the doors to one of your rehearsals today, and you instantly looked a little bit frazzled because there were some particular challenges going on. Tell me a bit about those and I guess how typical they are.
Well, we're two actors down today out of a cast of four. One's on holiday. We knew that was coming. Unfortunately, the other one, his car broke down. And so he's been unable to get here. So it can be very challenging.
And I guess, Charlie, there are lots of hurdles, lots of obstacles like that that the audience will never know about, but it's just par for the course, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's the point of being a good director and having a good cast, or Acast, is the fact that all of this stuff they shouldn't notice about it.
What you didn't see there is Peter stuck his tongue out at you. I know it's audio, so I best make that clear.
Yeah, I mean, touch wood, my cast have been here. And funny enough, the bit on our rehearsal is they've just stumbled over their lines and had a little bit of an issue with it. And I just looked at them and said, you know what, you're here. I have four actors that are all meant to be here. I was like, so you keep using your scripts right now.
The kind of people who would join Twyford Drama, this kind of thing, are there any common characteristics, would you say? Bear in mind that an awful lot of them are in this room at the moment, so keep it kind.
Insanity helps. You have to like being with people, because you spend a lot of time with people. When we're doing our big show of the year, which is our pantomime, we have a lot of people involved. This is two plays with comparatively small casts. You know, we'll take all sorts of people, and anyone who would like to have a go, whether it's actually acting or whether it's backstage, as you know, Charlie said, she and her husband came down initially with their family looking at backstage work. Now she's directing.
Tell me then, do you ever feel before that first night that everything's ready to go?
Absolutely not. And anybody that tells you that they are completely ready to go... You said keep it clean, right? Very well lying, bad people, because there's... I don't know, if anybody says, yep, it's completely perfect, I don't believe them. Because you need that sense of nerve, you need that sense of sort of panic, I think, to get the adrenaline run. And having worked backstage, you look at it and go, oh, I should have done that. You know, I looked at a set that we did for the previous show, Fighting from the Beaches, and I sort of looked at it and everybody's like, it's wonderful. And I'm like, oh, if I'd just done that bit differently, or... That was lined up. There's always things, I think, as a crew and as a director that you can look at and go, oh, if I'd just done it this way, if I'd just done it that way. That doesn't mean it's not going to be a success and you're not going to enjoy it. And I think after the first night, you have it and go, yeah, all right, they've done their job and I've done my job.
Let's end on an up then. In general then, what are the kind of responses you get from the audience who come to see the shows?
I don't know what the response will be for Monkey's Paw.
Tears.
Generally, I would say we have a very appreciative audience.
Yeah.
I think they do respond to our plays very well. And I would say we have an appreciative audience. It's probably the same people that come to each show, I would imagine, most of the time.
I'm going to guess, though, with the two plays you've chosen this time, it seems to me, cards on the table... I've never been to see Twyford Drama before. I'm very sorry. You shouldn't let me through the door.
Have you bought your tickets for this?
Well, that's the thing.
We will forgive you. Have we got VIP tickets? Has somebody got this man some VIP tickets?
The titles of it. The Monkey. I'm aware of the Monkey's Paw. I know that one. And the title, Little Grimley Presents Strictly Sex Factor on Ice. That alone is enough to pique my interest. So it may well be that you get, hopefully, fingers crossed, get new people through the door this time. You know, they want to come again and again. And fingers crossed, they may even be interested in joining the group. Would that ultimately be the aim?
I think so. And from my point of view, we've cast a new member. She came audition, and thankfully she was amazing for the part that I cast her in. And with that, you bring those people that come and support you. And there's people that probably wouldn't have come and supported me for when I was stage managing, but you can guilt them when you're directing, or at least I'm good at guilting them. Hey, if they're buying tickets and they're bums on seats, That's what we need, because then it escalates. You know, my family, there's five in my family, and we joined off of the back of a Facebook comment of saying, come down and have a look. And it wasn't even me, it was my husband and my three kids that came down, and I just came along for the ride. But I think that's what gets new audience members in. We do have sort of people that are here all the time. But unless you get the new members in or have those titles, I mean, I think anything with the word sex in is great, but that's just me. And, you know, if that can get people in the door, that gets people in the door, because then you get new blood. And I think for any theatre company, whatever your size and whatever venue you perform in, keeping members in, both new and established — I didn't say old there, I said established — is only a good thing.
That was Charlie Poulter and Peter King, directors of Little Grimley Presents Strictly Sex Factor on Ice and The Monkey's Paw. And you can see the plays between the 5th and 7th of October at Loddon Hall. You can get tickets on twyforddrama.co.uk. Thanks for listening to the RG10 podcast. Please do follow or subscribe using whatever podcast platform you use. And why not leave us a review as well? It's always great to get your feedback. Goodbye.